Pabst Pork in Spring Hill is known all over central Minnesota for their excellent pork products. And you will find their delicious pork products in fine stores all over central Minnesota. Check out the sausage, baby back ribs, pork chops, seasoned pork patties, bacon, breakfast sausage, ham, and more. Pork is low in cholesterol, so fill the freezer. Call Pabst Pork at 987-3368 or online at PabstPork.com. Pabst Pork in Spring Hill and in stores all over central Minnesota. Life moves at incredible speed, and when the unthinkable happens and an accident occurs, you need to be able to trust that tomorrow will be a better day. If you find yourself responsible for someone else's injury or property damage, Grinnell Mutual's umbrella coverage can provide additional liability protection that goes beyond your auto, home, and watercraft policies. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Ruth and Gary Rothstein and their staff of local Grinnell Mutual Insurance Agents in Painesville at Central Minnesota Insurance Agency. Phone 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow's property of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
All right, it is 4:33, 79 degrees here in Central Minnesota. Getting back out to Hamburg for more state tournament baseball. Here is Randy and Don.
All right, Cassandra. Aaron Vogt has come on in relief of Ethan Donald.
Yep, Aaron, the big toe right-hander, places his brother Ethan on the mound, and Aaron's been warming up for a while. First pitch fastball takes strike one.
Jan Erik Lindberg at the plate right now. 0-1 to count to Lindberg. Curveball. Lindberg rips it into left field. That's a base hit. Everybody's going to move up 90 feet, and it's going to load them up. So Pelican Rapids down 11-0 is not rolling over at all.
By no means. Tell you what, here now, Randy, you get a blast out of this guy here, and they're right back in this game.
Here comes Al Johnson, the DH, to the plate. Al, 0-for-3 so far today. And the pitch, Johnson pops this one up over by the first base dugout. Pat Ilias giving chase. And that one is going to go over the bleachers section out of play. That was up there a while.
Oh, I thought so, too. I thought Pat had a play on that one that left the number 7, Al Johnson's bat there.
Oh, and one the count to Al Johnson. The base is loaded for Pelican Rapids. Two outs and a swing and a miss. Johnson is late on that bold fastball.
Ooh, Johnson's not mad. Happy with himself on that one.
Spike that one back. And the count, 0-2. The ball's two strikes. Aaron Vogt's pitch just missing outside. And now one ball, two strikes. 1-2, the count. Here's the pitch from Aaron Vogt, just inside, and 2-2. Earlier today, Regal ended up losing to Green Isle, 6-4 over in Green Isle. Haven't heard an update with the Raymond Mora game. Here's a curveball that Johnson beats foul down the third baseline. The count stays 2-2. Avon will be playing shortly against St. Peter over in Green Isle at 5 o'clock. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Aaron Vogt delivers, and Johnson fouls it to the screen here, and the count stays 2-2.
Is it me or the Pelican Rapids hitters getting more aggressive at the plate?
They are.
Yes.
Boy, since the sixth inning on or fifth inning already, they've been swinging the bats. Two balls, two strikes. Curveball just a little bit low, and the count full at 3-2.
Oh, the life of an umpire, right, Randy?
That's right.
You've done some umping, so I don't know what they're doing, right?
I do. 3-2, both pitch, swing and a miss. Johnson out on strikes, and the Saints avoid any further damage here in the seventh inning. One run, four hits, no errors, and three left on base. We played 7, it's El Rosa 11, Pelican Rapids 4. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
Stearns County baseball in the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for an RV, vacation, home improvements, agricultural, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be, contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Customer service is their priority, with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard Feed dealer. Hubbard Feeds are the perfect blend for your dairy rations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and also offer delivery right to your farm. Looking to buy or sell your grains? Talk with Tim for the best prices around. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard Feed dealer, wishes the best of luck to the El Rosa Saints and all area teams.
All right, it is 437, 78 degrees here in Central Minnesota. Back to more state tournament baseball. Here is Randy and Don.
Thank you, Cassandra. We make our way to the top of the eighth inning. And set to hit for El Rosa, James Kiepler. James will be followed by Ethan Bode and Austin Hadley. The draftee that has come in and is pitching right now for Pelican Rapids, Danny Cohen, has done a pretty good job.
Yes, he has. He started out, I thought to myself, well, I don't know if this is going to be much better. That by doing a nice job out there, keeping El Rosa hitters at bay. Tell you what, it looked like it was going to probably be a seven-inning game. It's now turned into kind of a ball game here, hasn't it?
It has. And James Kiepler today, he got thrown in that number four spot, Don, and I don't know if he's liking cleanup hitter right now. As James so far today is 0 for 4 with 3 strikeouts. First pitch from Kuhn, is the ball 1-0. And Kiepler swings at the high fastball in 1-1.
Not everybody can bat fourth, Randy. I don't know what it is in the lineup, but I think it's a little added pressure because they call it the cleanup spot, and I think that makes you think that you better produce.
Mm-hmm. There is a strike called, as James took that for called strike two. And now one ball, two strikes. Pitch is low and away. McCown 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Two and two. Cohen's pitch, and Kiepler nails it on left center field. That's a base hit. Fielded in the gap there by the center fielder, Oakley Kreft, and back into the infield, and James gets his first hit of the day for the Saints, their 13th.
Maybe we just had a talk about it.
That's right.
Get him fired up there in that number four spot. Now we got Ethan up here. He's having a good day.
Kenny Vogt, father of Ethan and Aaron. Kenny is always moving around the park, always talking with the players and the fans, and now he's down by the bullpen and
checking out his grandson, I think, on this one.
Kenny is he's a nervous kind of guy, too. He just can't sit still when the game's going on, and you know it as a parent, too, just watching your kids play. It's hard. There's a pitch that's blown away. Throw back to first, and safe at first is Kiepler. Vogt was trying to bunt, maybe move Kiepler over in scoring position. Nobody out here in the eighth for El Rosa. And going on the play is Kiepler. Here's the throw to second. That bounces in front of second base.
That almost hit the mound in front of the mound, that throw.
Lindbergh's throw was really short there.
Yes, it was.
And Kiepler had a pretty good jump, Donnie, but Ethan Bode had squared to bunt two, and they called it a strike.
Yeah, he did offer at it.
So now one ball, two strikes. And pitch high for a ball in 2-2.
Looks like he throws fairly hard, Kuhn.
Two balls, two strikes. Ethan's little boy is way down the left field line. He's being guarded by both his grandpas, though. As both take strike three called, he's out looking.
Kenny Votaw, well, Schrader down there. And
they knew what Ethan did the last time up. He hit one over there, too, right off of that
That's
door.
That's right, he did. Yeah. I shouldn't say guarded. I should say watched.
Well, if it gets by them two guys, he's in trouble.
That's right. Throw back to second and Keebler safe there as Austin Hadley makes his way to the plate. And the pitch to Austin, a strike called, and 0-1. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you today here on KASM Radio. It's already up 20 minutes to 5 o'clock. And Hadley swings and misses strike two.
That took the kinks out of the back. That swing, oofta, he took a rip at that one.
0-2 to Hadley. Keebler leads. Coon looking back, and he comes home, and Hadley swings and misses, and he's out on strike.
Two outs here, young man. He is running to
Dan
the dugout.
Coon was running to the dugout already.
Wow.
He was a little fired up after
side
straight strikeout. And here comes Patrick Elliott to the plate. Pat, 1-for-4 today. Reached on an error by the shortstop in his last at-bat. Now takes high for a ball, 1-0.
Could take that third out once in a while in some of these games because there's a lot of damage done with two outs, isn't there?
Yes, there is. E.J. Hadley back into the on-deck circle. He was pinch hit for in his last at-bat. Here's Ilias, a base hit to right. Will it be enough to get Keebler in? I believe it is. Right fielder up with the baseball, but not in time. James Keebler pulled a hammy, I think, coming home. He grabbed that hamstring as he came home.
A little hesitation around third. I was kind of wondering.
Kind of grabbed it, and I don't think it might be real severe, but he goes back to the dugout.
That would be bad.
That would be bad. Yeah. That is the 12th run with Ilias getting an RBI single, and now A.J. Hadley, is he going to take himself out of the ballgame? He's going to let somebody else hit? Looks like he's going to let Brady Weller hit?
Well, if he does, I think A.J.'s done, though.
He is done.
He already had Brandon Relke hit for him.
Okay, and it looks like is Ilias, he has not been pinch run for yet, so we're going to get a pinch runner for Pat.
That's Cody Duvier.
Cody Duvier running for Pat Ilias. Keebler scored. It's now 12-4. And Brady Weller will get his first plate appearance today. And the pitch to Brady. We're going to miss strike one. That's tough coming off the bench because you just don't know how hard this pitcher is throwing, what he's throwing.
Right.
That looked like kind of a confused swing by Brady Weller there. Okay. Second pitch on the way, outside a ball, and 1-1. One ball, one strike, two outs, one on. 12-4 our score, El Rosa leading Pelican Rapids, and Weller will follow this one back and through some trees here into the parking lot, and the count at 1-2 yet.
Trees, I think, slow them balls down a little bit, don't they? It takes some of the damage out of it.
1-2. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Cassandra is producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany, and Brady Weller is going to take strike three called. He is caught looking, and that'll do it for the Saints. In the eighth, one run on two hits, no errors, and one left on base. We played 7.5. It's El Rosa 12. Pelican Rapids 4. More state tournament baseball coming up in a minute here on KESN.
It's the Schwete Summer Sell-Down on all remaining 2017s at Schwete Chevrolet of Cold Spring, home of the certified Schwete deal. Save up to $15,000 on select four-wheel drive 2017 Silverado 1500 Cruise, or buy a new Equinox LS for just $18,990. But only four left. The Schwete Summer Sell-Down at Schwete Chevrolet of Cold Spring. ColdSpringCars.com. Chevy,
find new roads. OAC must be in stock while supplies last. See dealer for details. Offer ends 8/31/17.
For some of the very best food in the area, make the Greenwald Pub your stop. Evening specials and daily noon specials. They also do catering and will deliver to your location, or you can pick up what you need. Phone ahead for your events. They rent out tables and chairs too. Get your events booked for 2018. Phone 987-3100. Wishing all the best to the area teams from the gang at the Greenwald Pub in Greenwald.
All right, back out to Hamburg for more state tournament baseball. Here is Randy and Don.
Thank you, Cassandra. We're going to get a pinch hitter here for Pelican Rapids, leading off their eighth inning. Logan Knorr will step in here and pinch hit. Logan Knorr batting for Oakley Crest. Crest had one at bat. He struck out. We'll see if Knorr goes to the outfield or Crest goes back in. A check swing, swing. Aaron Bolt chases the ball in the infield. Aaron can't make the play as Knorr is going to beat it out. So an excuse me, check swing, and Pelican Rapids again gets some base runners on.
We thought we had a long first inning, didn't we, in this game?
I don't.
We've had some long innings.
Here's number eight hitter, Drew Thompson. Drew, so far today, 1-for-3. 12-4, our score. El Rosa with an 8-run lead as Thompson follows that to the net. And the count, 1-1.
Ah, Randy, huh?
That was coming back.
That would have hit us if it would have been for that big screen in front of us.
I think it would have gone to you, right?
Yep, it was coming right there.
And Thompson late on a swing, strike two, 1-2. 1-2. Aaron Bolt's pitch, swing and a miss. Thompson out on strike. Boy, it looked like the first pitch Thompson was right on it, Don. But the last two pitches, he was way behind it.
Who was that last hitter?
Drew Thompson, the number eight hitter. One down, okay. And here's Nate Silroot to the plate.
Gotcha, I'm behind your hitter.
You have the pinch hitter leading off the inning.
Correct. Logan Knorr. Well, it's getting a little bluer. It looks like in the west there, huh?
Yes, it is. Silroot takes ball one, and there's a strike. Can 1-1. 1-1 the count. Silroot today, 0-for-3. Here's a ground ball up the middle. Mittendorf has it at second. He'll pick it up, step on the bag at second. Oh, that one kind of rolled up his arms. He was looking to get two and just couldn't do it.
Lucky he didn't get spiked on that one, huh? Coming hard at second base there. Good thing you got an out on that one, didn't it?
I think so.
Followed the ball around a few times.
Root, the base runner now after the fielder's choice. And here's Taylor Fuss. Taylor is 1-for-4 today. And Fuss will follow this one back and out of play. That'll go off a big machine shed here, like a storage building. And a count of 0-1 to Fuss. He's batting in the eighth inning. His team trailing El Rosa 12-4. Ball game coming up next here is Henderson and Milroy. You know where Henderson is? That down by LeSueur, isn't it? LeSueur Henderson.
So, yes, yeah. It is.
And Milroy, well, Milroy has two teams, I found out. They've got the Irish, who made it to the state tournament. They got another Milroy team that played against Watkins and the Rockies in their region.
You have your insert in from your book there. I can check for you.
As the pitch is low for a ball, and 1-2. 1-2. And on the outside corner, a call. Strike three, and Booth is caught looking. That'll do it for Pelican Rapids in the eighth. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. Eight innings in our book. It's El Rosa 12, Pelican Rapids 4. Region, or actually state tournament baseball. We're done with the region. More state tournament baseball coming up in a minute here on KAFN.
Bucky's in El Rosa and the National Turkey Federation is having the first annual Turkey Testicle Festival. Saturday, September 9th, starting at 4 p.m. and you are all invited. Diamondback will play from 8 until midnight. Admission of $10 gets you in, plus an entry into the gun raffle. Guaranteed to be a fun night. The first annual Turkey Testicle Festival. Saturday, September 9th at Bucky's in El Rosa. You don't want to miss this one. Land O'Lakes, farmer-owned since 1921, produces the highest quality dairy products. We all enjoy a cold glass of milk, ice cream on a hot day, cheese in our pizza, string cheese, butter for the bread, and baking, and so many more fresh dairy products we all love. Land O'Lakes roots run deep in Minnesota, and they are committed to supporting the hometown teams. Land O'Lakes wishes the best to all area teams and is a proud sponsor of Dick Butts on KASM.
All right, it is 4:53, 78 degrees here in Central Minnesota. Back out to Hamburg for state tournament baseball. Here is Randy and Don.
All right, thank you, Cassandra. Henderson south of Arlington, isn't it? All right, we have some defensive changes here for Pelican Rapids now. New pitcher. So a few changes here. Jan Erik Lindberg will come in to pitch. And then their designated hitter was Al Johnson, and Al will come in to catch now. There's Kevin Kiefler. Kevin so far today 0-for-3, hit by a pitch, scored, reached on an error, scored. So two runs scored for Kevin. First pitch from Jan Erik Lindberg is a ball, 1-0. There's a strike on the inside corner, and 1-1.
16 runs already in this game, 26 hits. A lot of baseball. Four errors by Pelican Rapids is kind of a little bit of the toll.
Ground ball to second, Sillerud up with it, and over to first, and Kiefler retired 4-3 in a putout. But a pinch hitter for El Rosa, that Edwin Martin?
Eddie Martin.
From Madison. And Eddie's got a fan base here that's cheering for him. Martin will take a strike on the inside corner, and 0-1. Martin batting for Mittendorf here in the ninth inning. And Lindberg delivers a ball and 1-1. 1-1 the count.
Does it smell like rain to you, Randy?
A little bit.
Does yeah, it I can smell it.
A little bit.
Or was that sauerkraut?
1-0, 2 strikes, 1 out. 12-4, El Rosa leading, Pelican Rapids. There's a strike call to Eddie Martin, and he is rung up on strike.
Sixth time that position has come up to bat already today, so it's getting a lot of at-bats in this game.
So, 2 outs. And here comes Matt Schmitz to the plate. Matt is 3-for-5 so far today with 3 runs scored, and the pitch to Matt on the inside corner. And see, I think they rule it a ball, 1-0. Lindbergh's pitch, and Schmitz drills it to center field. Lots of room out there, though, and making the catch is the center fielder for Pelican Rapids, out about 350 feet away in the center field. That'll do it for Schmitz and the Saints in the ninth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played 8.5, El Rosa 12, and Pelican Rapids 4. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASN.
Pabst Pork in Spring Hill is known all over central Minnesota for their excellent pork products. And you will find their delicious pork products in fine stores all over central Minnesota. Check out the sausage, baby back ribs, pork chops, seasoned pork patties, bacon, breakfast sausage, ham, and more. Pork is low in cholesterol, so fill the freezer. Call Pabst Pork at 987-3368 or online at PabstPork.com. Pabst Pork in Spring Hill and in stores all over central Minnesota.
It's harvest time and farmers are working long hours to bring their products to market to people around the world who rely on them. In fact, did you know that these days one American farmer supplies food for 144 people worldwide? Grinnell Mutual was built with farmers in mind, and we salute them every day. Say thanks to a farmer you know. We are proud to provide insurance protection to many of our area farmers. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Painesville Mutual, your local insurance provider, at 243-7149 today. Trust in tomorrow is property of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
It's a Minnesota tradition. Now coming from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studio. Powered by the Soybean Checkoff, we are AM 1150 KASM Albany. KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2 and KASM Albany 107.7 FM all day and night.
Dana Johnson leads it off for Pelican Rapids here in the top or bottom of the ninth inning, and Dana Johnson gets his fourth hit of the day.
Wow.
Soft single up the middle.
That's a good day.
Yeah, it is. 4 for 5 for Johnson. Adam Johnson to the plate. He's 3 for 4. Reminder, stay tuned for our postgame show today. We'll name your Albany A&W, Richmond A&W player of the game. That player picks up a $10 gift certificate, compliments of Albany and Richmond A&W. And they'll also get a Chasm hat from the Chasm Farm Department and Joe Gill. Aaron Vogt on the mound in relief of brother Ethan Vogt. And the pitch to Johnson is a strike call. And 0-2 now to Adam Johnson. Adam has not had the opportunity to see Aaron Vogt yet. As Aaron came on in the seventh, and the pitch inside a ball, and 1-2.
That's one thing Aaron didn't want to do is hit him right there. He got close. Nipping him on the shoulder with a two-strike count. He didn't want to do that. Ooh, that's a long way.
Sends it to left field. Kiepler looking up. Kiepler bounces into the fence. Can't come up with it. On to second goes Adam Johnson. To third goes Dana Johnson. And second and third with nobody out here in the ninth inning for Pelican Rapids. That one came off the fence, and James Kiepler hit the fence pretty hard.
Looks like he's hobbling a little bit out there, James, doesn't he? He's walking a little gingerly.
You bet. When he scored that last run for El Rosa, he came up grabbing his hamstring a little bit. And the pitch from Aaron Vogt is a strike called to Brian Guler and 0-1 to Brian. Guler will take strike two called and 0-2. The ball's two strikes. And Guler slaps this one foul right behind us. The count stays 0-2. The ball's two strikes. Aaron Vogt has the sign from Cody Eichers, and he drives this to left center field, and that's going to drop in for a base hit. It's going to score both the Johnson boys, and it's now 12-6.
They just keep plugging away, don't they, Randy?
Top of the order for Pelican Rapids. So two runs.
I think we got a pinch runner here. Number 18, Jacob Gunderborg.
Will run for Guler, the first baseman. And here's Jan-Erik Lindberg. So the number 2, 3, and 4 hitters, Don, have 11 out of the 15 hits, the 2, 3, and 4 hitters.
Wow.
And Lindbergh pops this one up in the infield with runners, or with just the runner at first, and Mittendorf back in the grass to make a catch for the out. One out. So that's a big out. Get the first out.
You bet.
And here comes Al Johnson to the plate, the designated hitter. Al 0 for 4 today, now catching. He was in the DH role. And the pitch to Al, a strike called 0-1.
So every run is big, Randy, don't you think? You know, you get 6 runs in the fifth inning, you think 7-0. You go up, you get 4 more, you're up 11-0. And all of a sudden, you get a 12-6 ball game.
You bet. Another pop-up to Mittendorf back on the grass, and Al Johnson retired on that pop-up. So 2 down with the runner at first. And it is the batter that Logan Knorr.
Okay.
Knorr had a base hit in his last at-bat. He came in for Kress, who came in for Mark. First pitch to Knorr is a strike from Aaron Vogt, 0-1. The Saints just an out away from moving on into the state tournament to play the second weekend. They lead by 6, 12-6 here in the ninth. And Knorr behind on that swing. 1-1.
One out away from playing Hampton next Friday night at Norwood, Minnesota.
1-2 now. As the scorekeeper was behind on the pitch count, and there's a swing and a miss. Strike 3, and Knorr is out on strike. That will do it for Pelican Rapids here in the ninth. They come up with 2 runs on 3 hits, no errors, and 1 left on base. Your final score today, El Rosa 12, Pelican Rapids 6. All right, we're going to take a 1-minute timeout. We'll be back. Your Albany and Richmond A&W postgame show is coming up. We'll do it in a minute on KAFM.
It's finally starting to feel like the dog days of summer. So we at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram cranked up the heat on our oil change specials. Complete oil change and bronze car wash for only $23.95, or a complete oil change, tire rotation, and bronze car wash for only $31.95. Let us help you keep your vehicle running in tip-top shape for the remainder of the summer. Schedule your appointment today. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com.
Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard Feed dealer. Hubbard Feeds are the perfect blend for your dairy rations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and also offer delivery right to your farm. Looking to buy or sell your grains? Talk with Tim for the best prices around. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard Feed dealer, wishes the best of luck to the El Rosa Saints and all area teams.
All right, back out to Hamburg. Here is Randy and Don.
Thank you, Cassandra. Hey, we got a win for Region 15.
Hey, we did. Yeah. Dixon was right, Randy.
Exactly. El Rosa with a nice win today, 12-6 over Pelican Rapids. Our line, Don?
Line score for El Rosa Saints today, 12 runs on 14 hits. They committed 1 error, left 8 on base. For Pelican Rapids Lakers, 6 runs, 15 hits. Committed 4 errors and left 10 on base. So, you know, you look at the stats there a little bit. Pelican Rapids out-hit El Rosa.
They did.
15 hits.
Yeah, they did.
So, what do you do? Good pitching all the way around a little bit for Pelican Rapids. They went into a few snags where they started, or actually pitched 3 of their draftees and went to one of their own towards the end. But the way it goes in the state tournament, you commit 4 errors, it kind of gets you off to a bad start. And Ethan Volk had a phenomenal day at the plate. Pitching did well until he got in a little trouble in the 7th inning, I believe it was. Or the 6th inning, bottom of the 6th. Bottom of the 6th. But all in all, he pitched a fantastic game. And he's the veteran you want out there, I'll tell you what. Him and his brother Aaron do a fantastic job back-to-back.
Ethan Volk gets the win today. Save for Aaron Volk. Your final again, 12-6. The loss will go to starter Casey Kowalski. And, Don, time to name our Albany and Richmond A&W player of the game.
give it to Ethan Vogt today.
I think so, too.
We're going to give it to Ethan. He goes 2-for-4 at the plate today. He has 4 RBIs with the Grand Slam home run. And, of course, he gets the win today.
Yes, he does.
Congratulations to Ethan Vogt. You're our Albany A&W, Richmond A&W. And you get a Chasm hat from the Chasm Farm Department and Joe Gill.
And you remember, next Friday night, El Rosa will be taking on Hampton over in Norwood at 7:30.
That is 7:30 Friday night. You can hear that ball game here on KASM Radio. We'll be here on Saturday back in Hamburg as Lake Henry will play. And the Lakers play at 1:30.
Correct.
That will be against Young America.
Young America.
Young America.
Yes.
Yep. So those ball games coming up next weekend on KASM. We want to thank Cassandra back at the studios in Albany and to our sponsors, Andy's Flooring and Remodeling, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, BNS Excavating, Taps Park of Earl Spring Hill, the Greenwald Pub, Hangsville Mutual Insurance, Albany Chrysler Center, El Rosa Green and Feed, Land O'Lakes of Melrose, the Freeport State Bank, Schweder Chevrolet and Cold Spring, North American Insurance Agency, Central Minnesota Realty, Bucky's Bar in El Rosa, North American State Bank, and Rambo. All right, stay tuned to KASM. Cassandra will have some great programming for you this afternoon. Also, Cassandra will have this game recorded, and we'll upload that game sometime this week. So, Cassandra, you can stop the recording and save it, and we'll have it for you later on this week on Chasm. Donnie, thank you again.
You're welcome, Randy.
It was fun. We had Regal losing earlier today, 6-4 to Green Isle, but El Rosa wins 12-6.
You bet.
You've been listening to State Tournament Baseball on KASM. For my partner, Don Heinen, this is Randy Rothstein. Have a great rest of your afternoon.